The biggest cohort of those will be those children who left school before the age of 18. And we know from the recent census figures that there's over 4,000 under 18s that aren't in full-time education. We know in Donegal, for example, that early school leaving is running at about 10%. The second cohort of individuals will be returning immigrants who are living here, who lived here all their life, but would have immigrated for a number of years and are now back, and they don't satisfy the habitual residency clause, so therefore not entitled to child benefit, not entitled to the allowance. And the third cohort of people is individuals, families here that are living in Donegal and elsewhere, whose maybe partner may be working in another EU country, and it's that EU country, as a result of EU rules, that pays the child benefit. And if they're not getting a top up here from the Irish state, they're not entitled to child benefit. In the case of, say, a family with four children, that would mean an extra €408 on top of their already existing water bill as a result of this this disaster.
Do revelations like this not encourage people even more not to pay?
I think these revelations, and the reason we're exposing this, the government's lies today and this year, is to add fuel and add to the campaign to scrap the water charges. And, you know, yesterday or the day before yesterday, we outlined a costed budget which shows how water charges and property tax can be scrapped, how it can be done, costed by the Department of Finance, and the model that we'd need to establish.